gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Check your panties.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
I'm having chest pain.
So sit down, shut the fuck up, take your cock out of your hand, and listen.
Joey Valentine.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Monday morning episode of Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine, and welcome to your favorite podcast, or soon to be favorite podcast. It is June 13th, 2022. I am so snap, crackle, pop, Orville Redenbacher, popcorn, pop, pop, popping in your mouth. Happy to have you here. Thank you for listening. In case you missed it, I was a guest on the Nerds Talking podcast. And the show is linked on the Facebook page. And the show is, all you got to do is just go on Spotify and search for Nerds Talking, the podcast. It'll come right up. You'll see me in the description. I promise you, it's not 2 hours of me being interviewed. It's not like that. It's just me plus those four guys all just doing a roundtable discussion about various things. I have an equal share in the time as well as everybody else. I think my friends might be under the impression that it's 2 hours of me. See, I like to keep my shows short. I want people to be wanting more. And not to say that two-hour shows aren't something you can listen to. It's just me. I like to talk fast. I like to cram it all in there like a sitcom so that there's really no excuse for anybody not, that can't, oh, I missed that part. Really? Well, then you only listen to 5 minutes. If you listen at all. I don't know. My listenership has taken a sort of a downfall recently, but I think maybe it's the summertime. It's okay. I do this for funsies, and I love to be entertaining, and even if I only have a handful of people listening, that makes me happy. So I pulled a really great thing on Aaron. I'm going to have to go ahead and from now on refer to Aaron. I have two best friends who are named Aaron. One is A.A. Ron in New Braunfels, and one is Aaron, A-Y-R-O-N, in Austin. So I'm going to call A.A. Ron. I'm going to call him from now on Aaron S.B. for short bus. And A-Y-R-O-N, Aaron, I'm going to call Vandy, because that's what his nickname was when we played hockey together. So short bus and Vandy. Those are my two Aarons. So I went well out of my way to order a shit ton of glitter. You know glitter? The stuff is awful, right? It's like the herpes of arts and crafts. You get it on you, it is impossible to get off. You have a flare up, you think you got it all, and it's like it's in your fucking face. I actually got in a huge fight with the devil. She bought me a steering wheel cover for my car back in the day. I drove a white Ford Taurus station wagon. Oh, yeah, the Shaggin' Wagon. It was a gift from my father. Wonderful car. So she buys me this black steering wheel cover, and it's got these silver dragons all over it. And the dragons were covered in glitter that was glued on. I never thought about it. I didn't think anything of it, right? I didn't fucking give glitter a thought in my life ever. When was the last time I ever handled glitter? When I was like fucking five and I ate glue? So, of course, this glitter comes off on my hands. And I'm touching, I guess, my neck, my face. I get glitter all over me. I don't notice. I'd probably, for God knows how many days, I had glitter on me. And she notices the glitter on me. And she starts freaking the fuck out. Starts screaming at me, accusing me of going to a strip club and fucking hookers and all this nonsense. And it finally occurs to me. I go, dude, it's coming off that fucking steering wheel cover you bought me. And at this point, her face is so flushed with blood. And then she's just like, oh, right, yeah, that's funny. I'm like, you fucking psychopath, fucking mother. So anyway, that's my glitter steering wheel story. But to get back to what I did to Short Bus, I sent him a letter, an old snail mail U.S. post office letter. I drew him a picture. I drew a picture of him and his wife. See, his wife is really hot. And that's all I'm going to say. And he isn't. And if you go back to when we were kids, he had like the Super Mo haircut, the bowl cut, the glasses. I mean, he was an ass kicker, but he was still, you know. And, you know, if you told me that he was going to grow up and marry a really hot woman, I'd have given you any odds, any fucking odds. But he did, and she's a cool chick. They have beautiful children together because they look like her. So I drew this picture, and it's Short Bus and his wife. And, of course, I made him look all, you know, like inbred and his misshapen body. And then, of course, I had to put all of his tattoos. See, he has tattoos of, like, every band that he loves. Okay, so his arms look like a catalog from Fat Records. That's actually a real name of a record company that has punk bands. That is not a, that's just a coincidence. It's nothing to do with my show. And then I drew a picture of his wife next to him, normal body, but she's got dark glasses on and a cane. And I wrote, obviously blind. And then I took it and I folded it up perfectly. I mean, to the envelope shape. Just fucking perfectly, like a glove. And I filled that motherfucker with so much glitter. And I had this little edge where I had folded it over where I could put the glitter in. So when he pulled the letter out, it was impossible for him to avoid getting the glitter. It was going to literally flap open in his direction when he took it out. So unless he's some sort of weirdo who opens his mail backwards, no, it was getting on him. Well, mail takes forever, even if you're close. Aaron's only 2 hours from where I live. And I mailed that fucking thing like a week ago, and I completely forgot. And then I get this text message last night, Friday night, and he says, "You motherfucking piece of shit." And I'm like, "Oh, well, do tell." And he didn't respond for a long time. And I thought, oh, man. You know, I was like, did I say something on the show that would have, like, you know, could have jeopardized our friendship? And then I got to thinking, you know, I was like, no. We've known each other since we was 8 years old. And there's no way that I could ever say. I mean, I literally post about fucking his mom on his Facebook all the time. And his mom sees it. See, this is a joke between he and I that's been going on for years. And I'll go, yeah, well, I fucked your mom. And Aaron will say, my mom's dead. And I'll go, well, that's probably why she didn't move much. And then people see that shit and they think I'm an asshole, right? They're like, I can start getting all kinds of hate on Facebook. People are like, you're such a piece of shit. How could you say that about his dead mother? But I know his mother's not dead. And that's why I say it. That's why he says it. It's this inside joke between us. He always says my mother's dead. And as long as she's alive, she's fair game. And so I thought to myself, man, if I've been doing this I fucked your mom thing all these years, and I've been saying some brutal stuff that she's seen, then what could I have possibly said? And then it finally hit me. I said, oh, he got the letter. He got the letter. Sure enough, when he finally wrote me back, he said, man, he said, I opened that fucking thing in my truck. The glitter went all over my phone, my lap, my truck seats. I was like, well, awesome. I was kind of hoping he would open it in front of his wife, but actually that was even better. Every time I mail him something, man, the outcome is not something I could have ever planned. Like with the butt plug, you know, him opening that in front of his entire family. Awesome. I never could have made that happen, no matter how hard I tried to set it up like that. If anything, Aaron's probably going to open anything that comes from me from now on. He's going to make damn sure his family's not there. It's probably why he opened that letter in the truck. But what did he think it was going to do? Like, if he opened it in front of his family and it's a letter, you didn't have to let him see it. I don't know what the rules are with the U.S. Post Office. Like, I wrote my name, and then under it, I wrote impotence specialist. Like, seriously. And then on the side where you close it, where you glue it, I wrote in big letters like, congratulations on coming out as a homosexual. Like in big fucking letters. Now, I know homosexual is not a bad word. And I know that, I just didn't know if like that was going to fly or not. Would the post office be cool with me saying congrats on you being a homosexual? Because it could have been hate mail. It could have been someone who was gay and didn't come out and I was outing them, you know. But chances are the post office just doesn't fucking care. I mean, this thing was so grainy. It was so full of glitter. This is a tiny little letter. I mean, first of all, I'm outing him as gay and you can feel the grains. It's like, how is this not a suspicious letter? It's hate mail, and it's got obviously something in it that could be powder. It felt like powder. Post office is like, whatever. It's not my fucking problem. We got other things going on in this country. As long as he's not mailing COVID. So, yeah. Thanks for being a great sport about that, Mr. Shortbus. You are the man, and I love you. And speaking of the other Aaron, Vandy, my partner in crime back in the days when we played hockey, he has volunteered himself to come on here as a guest, and he is one cool cat. So I would love to have him on here, and I will whenever he and I can find the time. But he's married, and he has a daughter. Even though he's in his 40s, he decided that having another child was some sort of good decision. Yeah! No. I've done my time, son. But he has a beautiful family and a beautiful wife. He actually does deserve having a beautiful wife. He's a very handsome man. Although he does look a lot like me, so I that's probably why I think that. So you're ready for your Amber Heard part of the show? I mean, you knew I was going to do it, right? Well, I don't have a movie trailer for you today. I have something better. I have something much, much better. You see, what happened was, I got to collaborating. I stopped, collaborated, and listened to my friends, and I thought, man, I'm going to put some of my music talents to good use. And I decided I'd do a song for you guys. So in collaboration with Disney and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, 1,000 Fists, that's my electronic band, is proud to present some techno song that I did not even bother to give a name to. We'll call it Amber, Please Don't Duke on the Bed. So, yeah. You ready? Here we go.
And on my side of the bed was human fecal matter. So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there. My initial response to that was, I laughed.
Johnny shouldn't look on his side of the bed. It's got big brown stains in Egyptian thread. We don't know if it's human or it's canine or not, but chances are she got angry and took her a swat.
Oh, Amber, please don't be taking a duke. Taking a duke. Oh, Amber, please don't be taking a duke. Don't be taking a
do-do-do-do-do. Posh.
Amber, Amber.
Posh.
Amber, Amber.
Posh.
Amber, Amber.
Posh.
Amber, Amber.
Matter. All right, so there you go. That's that new Amber Heard, Johnny Depp mixed by Thousand Fists. Man, that's some good stuff. That's just a little preview of it. There's probably plenty more to come. Don't forget about the new movies that are coming out with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. You've got My Left Butt Cheek, Pirates of the Caribbean, the pirate hooker who's shitting me quarters. there's a whole lot of, there's The Sheets. That's a great thriller that's coming out. I should take all the trailers and put them on one episode together, just a little bonus episode for you guys that has nothing but the trailers and music and stuff that I've been doing. Because you may not have all heard them. At this point, I think I have like 7 Johnny Depp, Amber Heard movie trailers. Now this song. So you guys are going to want to check that shit out. I'll throw that up there soon. And now it's time for What Brilliant Idea Does Joey Have For You This Week? Well, I was thinking porn. Everyone's like rolling their eyes. Of fucking course. No, hear me out. Porn, that is terrible. And you say, well, Joey, all porn is terrible. It's having to watch gross women have sex with guys with enormously fucking oversized dongs. And let me just say something for the record, okay? And this is not a reflection on my own size, but come on, man. If every man, like if these gigantic schlongs you see in porn represented every man, then that would mean that a big dick would be twice as big as that, which would make it like, what, 24 fucking inches? Okay? In case you didn't know this, let me go ahead and drop some knowledge on you people. The average size penis in America is 5 inches. The average size penis in Asia is 3. You won't believe me? Look it up. 5 and 3. Now, granted, they are smaller in stature, so that makes sense, you know, because it's proportionate to their bodies. But still, if women really believe that every man is supposed to be hung like this, I can't imagine. You know, the vagina is only, it's only made to take so much, you know? I would imagine that there's no way a guy with it gets all the, you know what? I'm done. I'm good. That's all I need to say on that. Porn that is terrible in the non-traditional way. I'm talking about the woman is never satisfied. Guy does absolutely nothing erotic. The story is over quickly. All right. We'll call it reality porn. Okay, the woman's at home. The woman's just got home from work. She's put a 10-hour day in. She is exhausted. Man is on the couch drinking a Budweiser. And she comes home and she's got to make dinner because he's not going to. And he gets it in his head while she's over there sweating over the macaroni and cheese boiling over the stove that, oh, that ass is looking good, and he wants to hit it. She does not. He begs. She says, whatever, as long as you'll just shut the fuck up and get it over with quickly. He says, hey, that's my specialty. He's, you're the best, baby. She goes back to making dinner. That's your reality porn. Or how about erotic stories? If we're going to do reality, what women, no, because okay, this would not be reality, but how about erotic stories, full fan. This is going into the major fantasy area. Erotic stories for women where men are absolutely humiliated. Like all kinds of stories where he's not allowed to get off until the dishes are done. You know, like women erotica where the man gets no gratification. He's pumping away and he's like, and she's like, pushes him off. You fucking do those dishes right now, and you can come back and finish that. You'd be like, are you fucking kidding? No, I'm not. He's running in there, scrubbing the dishes as fast as he can. Oh, God. But the perfect one for women would be, like, I mean, women need to feel empowered. I have, you know, this doesn't bother me. I mean, women, go ahead and be sexist. We deserve it. I mean, if anybody's got it coming, it's women. Throughout the thousands and thousands of years of history, women have always played second fiddle to man and still do in a lot of places in the world. If you wanted to make porn that was humiliating to men and very, very sexist. I am so on board with that. Not because I like to be humiliated. I don't want any of this shit to happen to me. Like, for instance, here's a great porn for women. You know, the woman comes home, just like the first situation, your first scenario, she's very tired. Right? She just wants to put her feet up. She just wants to relax. And the man comes over and he says, "You know what, dear? I know that you're tired. You worked a really long day. So how about I eat your pussy while you eat this bowl of ice cream? Does that sound good to you?" The end. Or watch like 30 minutes of her eating ice cream and him munching rug. What more could a woman possibly ask for in pornography? Put on this maid's outfit and clean the fucking house, and then I'll let you go down on me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Oh, just while I'm thinking of it, Amber Heard was in a movie in 2018 called Her Smell. No bullshit. Not making that up. I don't know what it's about. Something to do with like music and bands and stuff. I don't know. But it's called Her Smell by Amber Heard. So is anyone really listening when I do my show? Is anyone really listening when I talk into this microphone? I sit here and I try to be funny for you guys three times a week. But does anyone really fucking care at all? I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Because I can do this all fucking day and no one's gonna complain. Because no one gets past the first 5 minutes. They're just saying they do because they're my friends. And yeah, So hot. So hot. Oh, good Lord. Makes doing these shows that much more difficult. Having to sit in the sun and cook. FatGuyLovesCake@yahoo.com. That is where you can reach me if you have some ideas for a show. I would love to hear it because it is becoming harder and harder to talk about stuff that is original. You're going to make me talk about current events, and then I'm going to get preachy, and you're not going to like it. Everybody have a great week. Try and stay cool. Remember to stay hydrated. Remember to hug your children. Remember to give your kitty cats a kiss. And I guess you can hug your dogs if that's your thing. I'm Joey Valentine for Fat Guy Loves Cake. I will see you on Wednesday morning. Until then, everybody be nice.
just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
Ha 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 ha!